For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team for the eighth straight year got to jump into Lake Bemidji after a homecoming win, 40-22 over Southwest, joined by senior right tackle Brandon Schindler out of Waterford, Wisconsin. Is that the best swim you had all year?
It was a lot warmer than they used to be. Trust me.
Offense struggled against Augie, a little bit struggled early against Southwest. You guys certainly didn't finish struggling. What clicked and what kind of went right for you there?
You know, we just went back to basics, you know, inside zone, power, and we just got from our coaches and our teammates that we are the better team, and we showed it on the field, especially up front. We push those guys 5-10 yards back every time.
The offensive line is fairly young. There are some guys who have junior and senior next to their name, but they've also moved from a different position. So as far as the line is concerned, they're pretty green. The line in the last couple of years had 3- and 4-year starters. How much did they help you? How much have you been able to help these young guys this year?
You know, it's been a tough struggle in the beginning of the season without Jesse and Valley. But these young guys picked it up so quick. We have such an athletic group. I mean, we could do a lot more things that we couldn't do last year. And, I mean, just getting these few games for the South, I mean, it's helped these guys a lot. And hopefully in the North we'll go undefeated.
Jordy Hine might call one play, but by the time he's done running around, it's not really what he had called. As an offensive lineman, is it difficult to keep tabs on what he's doing and where he is so that you're either not downfield or you're not holding or you're not doing something you're not supposed to?
Oh, no, he's very good at setting the commands for us when he is scrambling. He'll either point out guys he needs to get blocked or, you know, he's so good at being a captain, and I'm just happy that he's one of our leaders out there.
Several of you guys have been looked at by NFL scouts so far this year. That's cool. Has it all been a distraction, though?
Absolutely not. I go one play at a time, one game at a time. I love playing this game, and I'm not going to set any, you know, goals or standards yet. I mean, we still got, you know, 7 games to play, so I'm going off those games.
Does a potential career playing football change how you watch games at all on Sundays?
Absolutely. I mean, you just kind of pick up on, like, the size of guys and, you know, their techniques and see how much quicker they are compared to some other people that you've actually played against. But at the same time, you know, I'm confident in my ability that I could do that.
Crookston, one of the two fields in this league that still have grass. As a lineman, does it change anything for you?
I just got to pick your feet up a little bit more. You can't really be sliding too much. I had a couple incidents where I kind of just fell. And you can ask all the coaches, they'll agree, you know, you just got to pick up your feet and, you know, play like you always been playing.
All right, let's have some fun here. What's your favorite food?
Probably pizza.
Okay, what was your first car?
First car was an 08 Impala.
Okay. Did you ever have a pet rock?
No, I did not.
Okay. What's your favorite superhero?
Probably Superman.
Okay. What was the last movie you saw in a theater?
Dunkirk.
Okay. Would you rather wear a tutu or high heels?
I probably could pull off some high heels with these calves that I got.
Best of luck, certainly this week and the rest of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.